What is up, everyone? This is Patrick Grimion, or Patty G, on the Patty G Show, episode number 2. We've got my great friend Daniel Ellender here, owner of Carpe Momentum, and we're super excited to get this episode started. So I'm going to let Daniel do a little intro about himself, where he's from and all that jazz, and then we'll kind of get into some questions we got lined up. So Daniel, take it away.
How's it going, Patty G? This is Daniel Ellender. I was raised in a little village, actually, called Marouge, Louisiana.
Oh, a village.
A village, probably about population 700 to 800.
All related.
And so we were about half the town. I was one of eight in the family. And so five siblings. I'm one of six. Two parents, so that's 8. Okay. But yeah, in Marouge, Louisiana, small village, about 30 minutes northeast of Monroe. So
Monroe, okay. So you're a northerner then?
I'm a northerner, exactly. Right. But yeah, back here in Baton Rouge, I just graduated from LSU.
Whoop whoop.
2019, go Tigers. And I'm back in Baton Rouge, baby.
Very nice. So what has kept you in Baton Rouge then? I mean, you're from a small town. Why not go back?
Exactly. So came back to Baton Rouge. I really enjoyed my time here at LSU. Love the area, the excitement of kind of being around that college feel. And so currently I'm studying for the CPA exam, actually.
Oh, man.
I'm kind of living a double life, doing the CPA exam, but then also doing some creative work. And so I've built up some contacts in the area. In Baton Rouge, and so I'm doing some projects on the side.
So let's talk about that. Let's talk about the creative work. What is it? I mean, obviously I said the name of your company, but what is it? Give us your pitch, your 30-second elevator pitch right now. Go.
Okay. So Carpe Momentum, seizing the moment, is what it stands for. And so what started out as a photo video company, I would do gigs for people, do photo video work, is now kind of evolved more into like a lifestyle brand. And while I still do work to help your business tell your story, we mostly focus on individuals branding like their story, their passions. Right now, I'm currently branding individuals seizing their moment. And so really just finding the good in what they're doing and what brings excitement to their own life to hopefully inspire, motivate people to take action and transform their own lives. And so it's spilled into even other things with even like health and fitness. There's a community running now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A Carpe running group.
Yeah. Not physically. So basically like you send in your times and stuff and I'll give you a shout out, things like that.
Okay.
But it's definitely evolving from what was first a photo video company into more like a lifestyle brand. And there's some other exciting things coming up.
Man. Let me get some spoilers later on.
I don't know.
All right. So let's go back to what it started out as. You said it started out as a photography, documenting, you know, just this real creative company. What made you want to get into doing this creative thing? Like, did you always have a creative bone, or you like picked up a camera and like, oh, I can't put this thing down. I got to film everything. Like, what was it that made you decide, hey, let's go ahead and let's start this creative content producing machine?
Yeah. You know, the funny thing was, you wouldn't have categorized me on the outside as a creative guy, even growing up.
Really?
And the thing was, I had a lot of that within, and I think I suppressed a lot of it.
Okay.
And I don't know if that was just like the type of people I was around, but I was very involved in sports. I was always constantly playing a sport every season.
Okay.
Wouldn't be stopping. But through that process, you know, when the iTouch came out and like ways for me to actually take a picture, I would always take pictures like on trips and would, you know, I'd stop the group like, hey, let's like, you know, get this picture, let's capture this moment. And I didn't really think much about it, you know, I kind of always had an eye, but I kind of suppressed a lot of that. And I feel like I kind of not got lost in sports, but I love it. And I love sports. You know, it was a great way for me to just get a lot of that energy out. But I knew I was kind of suppressing something, but it wasn't until really college. I didn't buy a camera, Patrick, until two years ago.
Dude, okay. All right, so let's take a step back. I thought you'd been having a camera for like ever, and you've always been doing
That's the thing. Like I had like an iTouch. I didn't realize what I was doing. And so it was a thing of taking pictures on the fly, just like with my iTouch and showing people and maybe stringing something up something up together for the family.
Okay. So, and you did this all in like high school, or was this mostly towards the latter part of high school, like junior and senior
year? Yeah. I mean, it was kind of like whenever I don't know when the iTouch came out, I had that first. And then, I had, you know, before that I had, you know, like a razor. I even take some pictures.
No,
on
yeah, you did. Oh, razor, documenting with the razor. Yeah. I love it.
Head of the game, man.
So with the documenting, you know, and you say you did a lot of sports. Do you think that some of the people, like, not necessarily your, you know, your friends, but maybe some of your teammates, would they have seen you, like, if you started like posting a bunch of pictures, do you think you would have gotten like some negative kind of feedback from your friends if you did start, you know, be like, hey guys, I'm posting pictures, let's do a photo shoot after football practice?
No, I'm not anything kind of like a photo shoot. It was more of like, I really was drawn to like nature, and okay. I was drawn okay. to like the first thing I took on like an iTouch was like a lightning bolt. I did a video and then it was lightning really like crazy outside, and I stopped the video, screenshot, and it was just this incredible lightning bolt. I'm like, this is like the power, like, I showed to people, like, oh my gosh, you know, and I saw like how that brought something out of somebody.
Okay.
And so for me, it wasn't like, oh, let's do a photo shoot. It was more of like, I was drawn to that nature aspect of it.
Okay.
Of like the wow factor.
Right.
And like, it draws something out of you. But I think I didn't like really pursue it much, because like, it was like a fear of like, what do people think of me?
Really?
And like, what, you know, I didn't know what was there, you know, I just knew I kind of had an eye, quote unquote, but I never really pursued it, because it was maybe like a fear of like, mm-hmm. you know, again, like
fear of like rejection,
yeah, rejection or something like that.
Hardcore judgment of somebody like, okay, man,
exactly.
This dude takes pictures of lightning bolts. Like what is happening here?
No, but literally I would do little things that, what you say, like, quote unquote, going against the grain, that I didn't really realize until like now. It's like, whoa, like that was that little thing within me, like, whether it be like with like, yeah, like we talked about before, but like lemonade stands and little things I would do. And now it's like all kind of making sense of, I don't know, of just like that trail.
Okay.
That like followed me.
So let's take that back. So you said like the lemonade stands, like always doing things against the grain. What is like your earliest going against the grain moment in your life that you can remember?
Going against the grain, but like doing like something entrepreneurially, or
not even entrepreneurially, just going against the grain. Like your friends say, let's go right. You say, no, let's go left. Like just something like that, that showed you were willing to take initiative. You were willing to go somewhere else somebody wasn't, and just kind of like, hey guys, let's go and do this. Or, you know, hey y'all, let's get this group started. You know, what is that thing that kind of instilled, or that moment where you saw that you had something different, that you were in some way, a leader, but you wanted to do something other than what everybody else was doing. If that's entrepreneurial, it's most likely going to be something around business, but it doesn't have to be.
Yeah. Like I said, I've always been drawn to adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to a camp when I was little in North Carolina. And it really kind of shook my perspective of like little Louisiana, and just like of the same, you know, just the same flatland and everything like else. But like, it really drew my perspective to like a bigger scale, and like, whoa, there's mm-hmm. a lot more out here,
right?
And that really had an impact on me. And it wasn't until actually college, I went back as a counselor, where it all mm-hmm. came full circle,
right?
But even like going, like I missed like some workouts for football and stuff to go to this camp, and it really just, again, like it showed me of the world, like, whoa, there's like a ton of there's different kind of people than me, there's different landscape, there's different everything. And I was like, and at that point, I really started capturing a little of that. And when I brought it back, I think that was the fear of like sharing this this new thing. But like little entrepreneurial things, like I would do in Little Marouge, little farm town.
Please tell me you sold some. You had a fruit stand on the side of the road.
Better yet, corn.
Yes,
sweet corn.
Yes.
And so my grandparents are farmers, and basically they would have sweet corn, and so they would have
most
of the corn we sell is for feed for cattle, for things like that. But then we would do a patch of sweet corn, so me and my little brothers would go out, and I kind of lead the charge, and we'd sell the sweet corn. And so we do that. We do lemonade stands in the summer, cookies. My little sister has been taking over that
cookies,
gig now.
So your little sister is like carrying on.
Yeah, she's carrying on
the Ellender name.
Exactly.
The little city of Marouge.
She's a little entrepreneur herself. She would sell, she used to sell little balms. I forgot what they're called, but like the lipstick things. And she would like create these designs and made a good profit at school.
Really?
Yeah.
Selling
lip
balm.
Shout out to Marie.
Hey, Marie, I'll take some lip balm.
Yeah. But yeah, so those are just some little things that kind of sparked up.
Okay. So what did your parents think about all that? Like, where were your parents at when you started taking pictures, when you started saying, hey, mom, I'm going to steal some of grandpa's corn and go sit on the side of the road? You know, what did your parents, were they always like, oh, go for it? Or did they have some hesitation?
Well, I think that's the coolest thing of what's allowed even some of this within me now to bloom, because my parents are, in a sense, have been like entrepreneurs, and they kind of supported like even the sweet corn and kind of gave us the green flag for that.
Oh, man.
My mom currently has a little law firm in Marouge, and so it's Ellender Law Firm.
Okay. It the used, only law firm in Marouge,
the
right?
only law firm in Marouge. But actually, my mom and dad both went in together and started – it was Ellender and Ellender back in the Gap, back in Marouge, and that's where they started out. And so that was a big thing for me of, like, seeing – even my mother now, she just runs the business,
right.
but, and she helps out with the farm too, doing like finances, but seeing like the freedom she had and like operating her business and like being able to provide direct one-on-one value to her clients and like, hey, like, you know, we're Little Marouge, come in the office, like there's not going to be this big wall between you, but it was just very personal. She had time to come home with us, spend time with us. And so it was like,
that's awesome.
Like that's cool. Like she has like freedom to like, not only provide value, but like do this in a sense where she's like in has more freedom with it and control and can say the yeses and the noes.
Right. And she controls the hours. She controls the
clients. Yeah. And so that was really cool to me. And she really gave for me, like, it was a lot of inspiration, still a huge inspiration for me. And I think that's like a little thing that I always like look to, like, whoa, that's cool. And she would give the green light for a lot of these little sweet corn, little things my sisters are doing, stuff like that. So,
oh, dude, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Were your parents your first investors?
Not even now. Yeah. It's all been,
and how hard was the sell?
No, it's all been self. Carpe's just grown organically. I haven't really, and that's the thing. I'm about to make some moves in a sense of making it more public and like establishing more of kind of what I'm doing. So,
okay. So what are you doing today? What have kind of been, you transitioned from, you know, doing the nature and the pictures and stuff. So now you're now spotlighting individuals. So walk us through that transition and walk us through why you decided to switch.
Yeah. And so, I'll even go back to when I first got the first camera.
Let's go back to the camera.
Well, so I got
2 years ago, right?
I had an opportunity. I guess it might be three now, but it was in end of 2016. So maybe it's 3 years now, getting close to three.
Right.
When I got my first camera.
Okay.
I didn't launch Carpe Momentum until 8 months later.
Right.
But I had an opportunity to go to India, actually, for a mission trip.
Okay, I saw some of these pictures.
Yeah.
They're coming back in the head
India
now.
India, Nepal. And it was then I was like, wow, this is an incredible opportunity. And I thought, like, you know, I've always liked taking pictures, like, with my phone. Like, eventually when iPhones came out, I took pictures. And I'm like, why not invest in a little camera? I've never shot one before, but it might be fun to, like, capture moments. And so I went. And I not only felt I love, and it was just such an eye-opening experience in itself of just different cultures, different landscape. It was incredible being able to serve others. But in a sense, I started taking these pictures, and it wasn't only the aspect of just capturing these moments of people, of us in this place, but it was the aspect of like sharing it with everyone and realizing like, wow, they're showing their families.
Yeah.
And they're showing just like an experience, a moment in time that will be with them forever.
Right.
And then I created this really rough video. I you could probably find it somewhere on Facebook. It was terrible, but I stringed something together and I was like, and I got a pretty good response. I'm like, whoa, like, there, this is even another level, that video aspect
even
of telling that story. And so it wasn't until 7 months later when I went back to camp as a counselor. I'll just kind of tell you how Carpe Momentum, just the origin, but basically.
Let's do it.
That summer, so I went to India in that winter 2016.
Okay.
Summer 2017, I went back as a counselor.
Right.
Again, like, incredible time. Like, I was able to pour back into the kids and I had a camera in my hand. And so I just would randomly take pictures, videos. I didn't know what I was doing, really.
Right.
I had enough footage. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to string something up together on iMovie. And
iMovie.
Yeah. And my
first editing software.
Yeah, exactly. And I came back and I was like, you know what? Like, why not make a return on this investment, this camera?
Mm-hmm.
When I go back to school, I could do like professional headshots. I could do pictures, just all these different things. And I was like, you know what? And I'm going to drop a video of camp and I'm going to drop my name at the end. Cause I'm like, I have a genius idea. it's going to be Danny E. Photography.
And I was like, this Danny is E. Photography.
And I'm like, this is it. This is the end all be all. Like, this is it. Like, and I told my sister and family, and they were like, oh, that's awesome, Daniel. Like, whatever. And I told Aaron, my older sister Aaron, she's like, that sounds great, but Daniel, I feel like you're kind of limiting yourself with your name because you're talking about video, you're talking about branding,
right,
you're talking
right.
about inspiration.
Right.
Because I already had like general ideas with it. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. And she's like, well, why don't you think something a little bigger? And like, even I kind of like double names, kind of like L'Oreal means something like beauty for like the shampoo, stuff like that. And I was like, whoa, so my creative wheels got turning. And I was like, in India, I didn't only enjoy capturing the moment.
Right.
So I don't want to be this photographer that you go to a wedding and it's like, oh, come to my photo booth on the side.
Yeah.
But I want to be in there dancing with you. I want to have the camera in my hand, be right by your side, getting that raw, like
just
unfiltered emotion.
Nothing but like selfies the whole time.
No, dude. But like, not only capturing the moment, but I want to be seizing the moment with
right,
you.
Right.
And so then I was like, oh, what does that mean in Latin? I mean, we all know carpe diem, seize the day, but it's like, right. let's seize the moment. And like let's not
yes.
wait just like the day, but let's see, like, the time is now.
Yes, the time is now.
And taking the picture, man. And so like, just like all this kind of came to fruition. And I was like, you know what? Like, I'm going to put this video together. And at the end, right. I'm going to say produced by Carpe Momentum. That's what I did. And I didn't think much of it. It was my second video I've ever made.
Right.
But ended up like on Facebook, got shared around. It hit like 12,000 views.
Dude,
and like,
what?
Had like 100 plus comments.
Oh,
and people
gosh.
Said like, it made me cry. Like, I'm showing it to my class at school. And I'm like, oh my, like the power of telling a story,
yeah.
not just video, but like of connecting a community,
right.
for something bigger than yourself. And I was like, nice. this is the beginning of, I don't know. It just like really shook me to the core, and it brought back memories of like that lightning, like drawing your vision
yeah,
higher.
Yeah.
Like, and it has a power to do something to someone, not just on the surface level, but like in your heart. And so that was the genesis of Carpe Momentum. And I was like, you know what? Like, the same thing with video, like, why don't I highlight individuals seizing the moment? And so
oh, wow.
I started like featuring people, their passions, like you kind of said, not going against the grain, but even like in a sense of just shining the light on the good in someone,
or
giving people hope to like, look, first let's show you seizing the moment. And now I'm finally transitioning into like giving people tools to like, to whatever that may be for you. And it's not the moment, it's like your moment.
Yeah.
And that could look different in different ways.
Absolutely. Everybody's light shines differently.
Exactly.
In different elements.
You're exactly. And it's trying to highlight that, you know,
right.
in your own unique way. And so over the past few years, like subconsciously, I've just been kind of like branding it through that, but I haven't made like super like massive moves. And so that was the origin. But it's been really cool how it's like opened these random doors and led to different things. So,
dude, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I love it, man. Okay. So where are you at now? Where you see yourself going in the next 1, 5, 10, 15 years? Where do you see Carpe Momentum moving to?
Yeah. And so kind of right now, I'm really kind of, I've been like behind the scenes. Like, I really haven't turned the camera much of like what I've just been featuring people,
mm-hmm.
but I'm about into that first stage. I feel like is that creator stage. And so I'm really learning the craft of like the camera work and how to brand people, how to tell stories. And I've been doing a lot of stuff under the hood.
Right.
And even my own life, I've been messing with, you know, like health and lifestyle. I've been working out, running,
mm-hmm.
Trying to find more way to like live a more purposeful and meaningful life. And it's been incredible journey, different things I could go into, but right now I feel like I'm at that creator stage.
Okay.
And I'm about to transition into more of that sharing, kind of like what I've been learning, what I've been practicing.
Right. Your process, highlight your moment.
In a sense, not that, but even
okay.
like of make it more public of like I've been kind of doing things behind the scenes, but like incorporate more of a kind of my perspective, like, hey, look, we're going in, we're doing this interview, and move more towards the giving people tools. And so,
right.
I guess I'll just drop some of the spoilers, but I'm getting ready to making moves to like create a podcast with the thing and transition a little more into YouTube.
Okay.
And so again, it's things I've always wanted to do, but I've held myself back with maybe that fear. And so lately I've been embracing that fear.
You just got to do it, man.
Exact. Seize the moment, man.
Seize the moment.
And so it's transitioning to more of giving people tools to seize their moment.
Right.
And eventually it'll turn more into that community aspect where it all come full circle. And so, yeah, it's kind of evolving from the photo video, still doing projects, still doing different highlight events for people, recaps, telling those stories, but making it more of a sense of like, we're in this together, and it's not just some random thing coming up every week. And a cool thing too, I do quotes every day. You see like motivational, inspirational quotes.
Yeah. I see those, and I also see the mile times. I don't like to look at those because it makes me feel really bad about where my mile time's at.
Well, no, man.
But yeah, I'm following you on that stuff. I'm loving it, dude. Okay. So you're moving into the podcast, moving into the YouTube sector, getting more public with what content you're creating, and you've been generating all these past couple years.
Right.
You're now trying to get that out there rather than, you know, oh, I'm gonna film your wedding and then I'm gonna give you the finished product. All right. And collect money from it. It's like, okay, no, now I'm gonna start actually filming and then producing it and putting it out there for everybody to see.
Exactly.
Dude, I love that.
And like, even with the features that I've been doing, it's just been a solid picture maybe.
Right.
And like, it's been their own words. I've been doing interviews, but it's all been behind the scenes.
Right, right, right.
But even incorporate more video of like bringing you into like, if we do like a little studio kind of interview style, and then I'll go to wherever your passion is, wherever you're seizing your moment, and get B-roll and then clip that together, do like little 1 minute blurbs.
Absolutely.
To kind of make it full circle for everyone and like make it come alive. Like,
yeah.
And a big purpose of it is just like get everyone excited about life. Like, there's so much to be hopeful for, and there's so much, especially in the media and the social media sector, there's a lot of comparison. There's a lot of judgment.
Oh my gosh, yes.
There's a lot of, I've been doing a lot of like research too, but statistics about the youth, like our generation, like even like younger, about how the depression rates are higher than they've ever been. Suicide rates higher than they've ever been.
Right, right.
And it's a sense of there's so much information at your fingertips. There's so much of like, what my life could be and all this. And so it's really, a big mission of mine is to be a positive light in that, and like show the good and be raw with it, and like people and like in a community to help each other out.
Show people in their most rawest form, not the polished ones that everybody compares themselves to.
Exactly.
You know, everybody, you know, you scroll through, spend 2 minutes scrolling through Instagram, and you're going to see so many other people that in your mind, for whatever reason it may be, you see them as greater than you. And then you instantly start comparing themselves to you. You forget about everything good you've ever done. And you're just like, all this bad stuff. So I think what I'm getting from you is what you're trying to do is take that, but reverse it. Take the normal person and be like, look, everybody's got good in them. Everybody has their own moment that they're seizing, that they're just bringing about, that brings them joy. And I want to start sharing that to show everybody, look, this is raw. This is real. This is you. This is me. This is everyone. Why can't we all just see the great in us, the good in ourselves, and just blast it?
Yeah.
Stop blasting negative, man. Let's blast nothing but positive everywhere.
Right, right. And that there's more, something bigger than ourselves, you know?
Right.
And in a sense of, it's easy to get kind of caught in that loop or that hole. And so, yeah, to provide hope, to provide stories of, whoa, they're like being real about like what they enjoy, what they love, or what they've, you know, and just be raw about, and like just create a platform of honesty and, again, of like you said, showing the good and bringing more purpose and meaning to like what you're doing. And like, they're like, whoa, that person's like finding fulfillment in maybe doing accounting work, and you know, like they're doing it this way.
I don't think anybody's finding fulfillment.
But like,
and crunching numbers like that. But yes,
but in different ways, you know, that people didn't think before, and to be like, whoa, like that's a role model. I can like reach out to them and like be that like an open platform to do that. So
yeah, I love the saying. I'm not sure who says it, but it's, you know, don't take life too seriously. No one gets out alive.
Ooh,
dude. When you sit and think about that, it's like, wow.
Mm.
Like, you just seriously take that and like ponder it for like 5 minutes.
Mm.
Just sit there and nothing and ponder. Nobody gets out alive. Okay. So why can't we make the best of it? Mm. You're unhappy at anything in your life. Like, why? You have the option to change it and, you know, reverse that. Not necessarily reverse it, but go in a different direction, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like you said before, it's those walls that we keep putting up in front of us.
Mm.
You know, and we have to keep going back to, what can we do to get through those walls? What can we do to break those walls? Mm. And I think what you're doing is a beautiful example of showing people doing just that, and showing people seizing the moment and loving it and doing everything.
Right.
So to wrap up, you know, we've all got lives and all that stuff, so we can only go for so long. But what, where can people find you? What do you have, social channels? Do you have YouTube channels? Like, where can people find you? And we're going to drop links to all this stuff in all the captions and all that. But what is the best way to find you and see what you've done so far, and to follow you on this journey of finding people and showing them seize the moment?
Yeah, so I'd first go to Instagram. That's kind of the home base so far.
Okay.
And that's where I've generated the most following, and I've got daily quotes going up there. And okay. So I'd first go to Instagram at Carpe Momentum Now. So seize okay. the moment now. Carpe Momentum Now. We can drop
We'll tag and spelling it.
Exactly. Instagram and then Facebook. I have more long form video. Okay. But like I said, I have a YouTube page. I haven't really made it public yet.
Right.
But I'm transitioning to YouTube. Look at Carpe Momentum. Right. And a podcast will be coming soon your way. I'm not going to drop any dates. I'm finalizing some guests and equipment, things like that.
Man, just go with it.
Yeah, man.
Launch it tomorrow.
Exactly.
Man.
Exactly.
Seize the moment.
Exactly. And I'm also redesigning the website right now as well.
Okay.
And so the website will eventually be a home base where you can access all of this.
Okay.
But first, I go to Instagram, Facebook.
Facebook.
And then the website can direct you to everything else.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And what can I do to help you?
Yeah, just spread the word. I mean,
spread the word.
Tell your friends if there's anyone who needs like branding help or even just like a video. Like I said, it's becoming a huge asset for any business, any message you're trying to tell. And so, yeah, just spread the word. And if you ever need help, I'm right here for you, man.
Dude, I love it. All right. Well, this is Daniel Ellender on the Patty G Show. This is Patrick Grimion signing off. Bye.